Our number 131873. Now, Australia Post is scrambling this morning. A worker has tested positive for coronavirus at their Seven Hills sorting centre. Now, we've been tipped off about this overnight, and this has caused Australia Post to go into damage control overnight and this morning because workers arrived at the Seven Hills facility yesterday and they were informed that one of their colleagues had tested positive. The site had been deep cleaned and the positive staffer was isolating. According to our source, workers were then told that they should go about their day as normal. The rumour mill then went into overdrive. It was discovered the infected worker was a team leader at the Seven Hills Australia Post sorting centre, who was in regular contact with dozens of others. Now, the team leader tested negative last Thursday. Then he worked full shifts on Friday and Saturday before testing positive on Sunday, August 8. But only a handful of his colleagues have been told to isolate for 2 weeks as close contacts. The rest, about 100 others, weren't even spoken to by New South Wales Health. So during the day yesterday, workers were uneasy. Many of them had worked with the team leader on the Friday and the Saturday, presumably while he was infectious. They were told by their boss that everything's under control. If you want to go for a test, you can. A few left, but others kept on working. The Posties Union became aware of this last night. They've launched an immediate investigation. The union has advised all workers to get tested immediately and isolate until they get the result. New South Wales Health is now investigating why only a few workers were told to isolate. So this is an indoor workplace with shared spaces, frequent interaction. All workers should have been instructed from the start to get tested. So hopefully that's happened by now. The Communications Union Secretary Shane Murphy says all employees at the Seven Hills facility should go for a COVID test immediately and isolate until they get the results. And he goes on to say, if one more worker tests positive, we'll be demanding the site is shut down.